We're up to Siman Tovkuf Peivav Seifav. Hosif alav kolshehu, bein bemino, bein shelo bemino, pasul. If you add on to the shofar, whether with other shofar material or not shofar material, the shofar is pasul. Afilu hayavo mitchilo shir shofar. Even if it was a kosher shofar to start with, once you add it on, it's not one shofar anymore. It's two shofars. The halacha is use one shofar, and that's it. When you add on, it makes the shofar pasul. Sifyud Beis. Hafcho v'takavo lo yotza. If you switched it, then it's pasul. What does that mean? That can mean two things. Normally, you blow at the thin end, and it goes through to the wide end. What if you heat up the shofar, it gets soft, and you make the wide hole small and the thin hole wide and blow it the other way? That's one way of switching it. Or what if you make it soft and you pull the wide end through like totally upside down? You know, when you take your shirt off, you pull the sleeve out from and it comes out backwards. So you can switch the sides totally, that the wide side is pulled through to become the thin side. It's pasul. Both ways are pasul. Why is that? Because the shofar has to be blown the way it's carried on the animal. And the way it's carried on the animal is, thin side is at the bottom and the wide side is at the top. That's what a shofar is. Imagine you take the shofar off the animal, you blow from the thin side. So the Gemara learns out, you have to blow the shofar in the same direction as it's carried on the animal, and therefore when you switch it, it's pasul. Sifyud Gimel. Hayorech uktzaro inisabot shir tkiya kasher. You had a long shofar and you made it shorter. Let's say it was 10 tefachim long and you made it 2 tefachim. As long as it remains the shir of a shofar has to be a tefach long, then it's kosher. You should know there's a din l'chadchila that a shofar should be 3 tefachim long, because the Gemara says the shofar should have a shir where you hold it and a little bit sticks out on each side. And there's a minority view of Rishon that the little bit means a tefach on each side. So if you're holding it a tefach, and both sides stick out a tefach, it's 3. So l'chad chila, we assume shofars should be, the din is 1 tefach long, but l'chad chila, a shofar should be 3 tefach. Next, if you're dalet, gerto mi bifnim, you scraped it out on the inside, or from the outside, and it became very, very thin, it's still kosher. In other words, as long as it's a shofar, all you did was remove some of the thickness of the shofar. So still, the shofar is kosher. Even if the sound changed now. Why? Because we learned earlier, all the sounds of the shofar are kosher. Nothing else outside is affecting it. So even though it's a different sound and it's much thinner, it's still kosher. Now, the way the shofar is connected to the animal is, there's a little piece of bone that sticks out from the ram's head and juts into the shofar. And that's how it's connected to the head. That's called the zichruso. So normally you take the shofar off, you remove that little bone, and then the shofar is hollow. What if you didn't take off the bone? What if you didn't remove it? Lo tzi zichruso. You left that little piece of bone in, but you bore a hole in it. Then it's kosher. Well, because you're blowing through the shofar with that little piece of the bone, it's mamish one unit. Min v'mino, eino chotzeitz. They're both considered shofar material, and then it's kosher. Oh. Now, what if you took out the little piece of bone and you made that into a shofar by putting a hole in it? Well, that's pasul. Why? Because that's not a shofar. The word shofar comes from the language of shvoferes. That's a tube. A shofar is something which is fundamentally hollow. The actual horn of the animal is fundamentally hollow. This piece of bone isn't hollow. So if you take it off and then you make a hole in it and you blow in that, so that's not a shofar. A shofar is something which is fundamentally hollow. So if you take it off and you put a little hole in it and you blow through that little piece of bone into the shofar itself, that's kosher. But if you make the piece of bone itself into the shofar, that's pasul. That's not a shofar. That bone is not a hollow thing at all. You just made a hole in it to make it hollow. Well, we'll get back to Sif Tezayin at the end. Sif Yud Zayin. Hamitzayrim b'shofar tzuros b'mnei tzivonim k'dei lena oso lo'yefehem osim. You shouldn't put pictures and drawings on the shofar because it might change the sound of the shofar and you're not supposed to do that. But mutar lachkok b'shofar atzmo tzuros k'dei lena oso. But you can engrave different engravings, different pictures into the shofar itself to make it more beautiful. Why? Because even if the sound changes, that doesn't matter. That it's changing based on the actual body of the shofar itself. We saw above in Sifa Yudala that if you scrape it, it's kosher. Here, instead of scraping, you put some engravings in. Well, so that's technically allowed. Now, the minhag is we don't put any engravings in the shofar. Because you put an engraving, then you put a drawing on the outside, we're afraid. But technically, if you put an engraving, it's kosher. Why would someone do this? If he's afraid of it's being stolen, you want to put a siman in it. So the meaning is we don't do that, but fundamentally, if somebody did that, he wanted to put a little siman that he put, like his initials or something, engraved in the shofar, that would be kosher. Oh, Sif Yud Ches. Inasan Zav al Ovi HaShofar B'tzad HaRachav Hainu Hosifal of Kol Shu Pasal. Let's say you add it on to the wide part of the shofar to make it a little longer. That's also a puzzle, because now the sound is passing through the shofar plus the addition, and that's not one shofar, it's two. You add it on. Oh. So that's puzzle as well. Seif Yutes, very interesting halacha. Hirchikes ha-shofar, if you held the shofar away from your mouth, the nafach, well, and you blew the takabo pasul, and it's pasul. It's very hard to do this, but theoretically, if you could blow a shofar without touching your lips to the shofar itself, it's still pasul, because they learn how to din that the mouth has to mamish touch the shofar, even though there's no break in between, there's no hefsek in between, then it's pasul. Some say there are some rishonim who sound like this might be kosher. But certainly the psak is that it's possible. Now, if you put a covering, like a glaze of gold, where you lay your mouth in the shofar, then it's possible. But if it's not where you lay your mouth, it's kosher. So there's a question what this means. So some say this means, hanachas peh is on the inside of the shofar, at the very edge of the shofar. When you blow the shofar, normally you get your lips into the inside of the shofar itself, not on the outside, the inside of the shofar itself, then it's pasul, that's a hefsek, and you're not blowing into the shofar. But if it's on the outside, not where your lips are, so some say that's kosher. Oh. Others say no. Others say, makmana chaspe means the edge of the shofar where you blow, either the inside or the outside, that's where you put your mouth. And lo b'makom anachas peh means the rest of the length of the shofar. If you put the gold there, that it's kosher. Nowadays we don't put any gold anywhere on the shofar. Oh, so if it's on the inside, whatever that shot was, then it's pasul. If it's on the outside, so then if it changes the sound of the shofar, then it's pasul. If it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, then it remains kosher. It's interesting to note that Sif Tezayin has become Lamaisa this year with the whole corona virus lo aleinu. That some people are concerned that when the Baal Tochiah is blowing shofar, then he's blowing his own breath, his own he's blowing his breath, his own saliva particles, all over the shul, through the shofar. So some advocated maybe putting a cover on the wide end of the shofar. So Avril Shlita pointed out that according to Sif Tezayin, if it changes the sound of the shofar, then it's pasul. This is Avril, I'm quoting from Avril. Some have suggested covering the wide end of the shofar with a mask. However, if this changes the sound of the shofar, the mitzvah is not fulfilled. Or Chaim 586:16. That's our sif. It is reported that a very tight fit, such as a rubber band,
changes the sound. Therefore, a loose fit must be used, and it must be tested in advance to make sure that the mask does not change the sound of the shofar. So, Siv Tes Zayin has mamash become a lachul lemaisa this year.